Welcome, everyone. It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska, inviting you to join us here for some outdoor activities or maybe just a stroll through some of the local museums that we have. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board extends a big open-arm invitation for you to come visit the night skies, the Niobrara River, bird watching, fishing. Maybe later this fall you're looking for an upland bird hunting experience for some prairie chickens and grouse. Yep, find out more at visitvalentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know who I'm talking about. They're what ranchers read. And you know why? They have the latest stories, sales reports, updates, local, national, international livestock industry news. They have live auction reports. They have award-winning columnists, classified. Oh, I can go on and on. Really, seriously, even if you're not totally into agriculture, but you have an interest in agriculture, you would enjoy this. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Kim, what are you going to share with us today?
I have a story. The year is 2032, and the United States has just elected the first woman, a University of Nebraska graduate, as president of the United States.
Go Huskers.
Yeah, you blew it. That's the whole joke.
All right, carry on.
Okay. As I was saying, President of the United States, Susan Cornhusker. A few days after the election, the president-elect calls her father and says, "So, Dad, I assume you will be coming to my inauguration." "I don't think so. It's a 30-hour drive. Your mother isn't as young as she used to be, and my arthritis is acting up again." "Don't worry about it, Dad. I'll send Air Force One to pick you up and take you home. And a limousine will pick you up at the door." "I don't know. Everybody will be so fancy. What would your mother wear?" "Oh, Dad, I'll make sure she has a wonderful gown, custom made by the best designer in New York." "Honey, you know I can't eat those rich foods you and your friends like to eat." The president-to-be responds, "Don't worry, Dad. The entire affair is going to be handled by the best caterer in New York. I'll ensure your meals are salt-free, Dad. I really want you to come." So Dad reluctantly agrees, and on January 20th, 2033, Susan Cornhusker is being sworn in as President of the United States. In the front row sits the new president's dad and mom. Dad, noticing the senator sitting next to him, leans over and whispers, "You see that woman up there with her hand on the Bible, becoming President of the United States?" The senator whispers back, "Yes, I do," Dad says proudly. "Her brother played football at Nebraska." I told you, you told the joke.
I just said go Husker.
I know it.
Anyway.
That's kind of what it came down to, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of the way we are in some circles, anyway.
Yeah. In some parts of, well, all of Nebraska, let's be honest.
I'm not sure exactly where this one came from, but it has to do with veterans. And since we're in that Honor America period and 4th of July coming up, I thought we'd say this one for you. "All honor to her. He offered himself for the land he loved. But what shall we say for her? He gave his country a soldier's life. 'Twas dearer by far to the soldier's wife. All honor today to her. He went to the war while his blood was hot. But what shall we say to her? He saw himself through the battle's flame, a hero's reward on the scroll of fame. What honor is due to her? He offered himself, but his wife did more. All honor today to her. For dearer than life was the gift she gave in giving the life that she would die to save. What honor is due to her? He gave up his life at his country's call. But what shall we say to her? He offered himself as a sacrifice, but she is the one who pays the price. All honor we owe to her." And I do not have the author on that. So if you want to send something to us, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who it is.
That's right. Mike, here are some self-evident truths. If my body is ever found on a jogging trail, be advised that I was murdered and someone else dumped me there.
Good clue.
Respect your elders. They graduated from school without the internet.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that long ago we had to do it without the internet.
That's right. I've decided I'm not old. I'm 25, plus shipping and handling.
That takes a little bit out of you.
Oh, why do I have to press 1 for English? Did America move?
Ooh, we should end on that one.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. Thank you so much, everyone. We love having you listen to The Good Stuff.